What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, happy new year, my friends. Welcome in to Bolt Brady and his bro. We are here to chat week 18 of the NFL schedule and the college bowl playoffs. Let's welcome in our guy.
Well, it's not the new year yet, right?
It's New Year's Eve today.
Okay. Let's get ready to rumble this week. Little weird week, but before we get started, a couple of our listeners, actually, ironically, both from Minnesota, longtime listener Patty and longtime listener Chris, sent me an email, you an email, and they were wondering about the Minnesota Vikings.
Getting some love.
And they do deserve some love now, and we haven't said squat about them all year.
Yeah, Patty's a friend of the program for a couple years now.
And so they're balling, obviously. In our little betting league, you know, like last minute, I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute, why is the line only 1.5 against Green Bay? Like, we've got Green Bay lower down on the power rankings than most people. I'm like, Minnesota's going to take care of biz here. And sure enough, they did.
Yeah, I liked them in that game. And they were really comfortably ahead there. And they kind of snuck back in it.
Yeah.
Green Bay did.
Well, that's what Green Bay always does. You know, they get the first time they played them, too, they were up by like 24. And then they let them back in. And like, whatever, guys. I mean, you make it look a little bit better, but it's just not happening with the pack and the Jordan Love and stuff. Wow. They're a little overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, are they overrated.
That division's fun to watch, though. I mean, there's some sweet receivers and quarterback play going on.
It is a sweet division. What do you think about Big Darnold here? What do you think of his play? Because, I mean, obviously, it's a cool story because his season up to, you know, his career up to now has been poor.
Sure. I mean, you know, that's due to just product of his environment, the situation he's been thrown in. Would I sign him to a long-term deal? No, not after I took J.J. McCarthy that high. You just can't do that in this day and age when you go that high on some young guy and they want that young rookie salary.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, they mentioned maybe franchise tag, but I don't know. I'd kind of let him walk because I think that coach is so good that he's going to get this thing working with J.J. McCarthy too.
Right. Yeah, because remember the guy that filled in who actually took over for Brock last night, what's his name, the quarterback, he made him look good when he was with the Vikes.
Mm-hmm.
What's that guy's name? Who filled in for Brock last
when
night?
When his elbow was hurt?
Yeah. Well, last night.
No, I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's another story. We'll get to that. Get serious.
Yeah, but I like to watch the Vikings. I love Jefferson.
Yeah, no, they're good. And so they're super solid at home. But, you know, as we're talking about them, they travel into the big Detroiter this week.
Yep.
And Detroit, as what we saw last night, their offense is unstoppable pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
They scored on every series last night against the Nines, except for one.
Yeah, there was no punts going on there.
In fact, there wasn't one.
No.
Neither team punted. Yeah, so when you take the under, like I suggested, that's not a good sign. No punts.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're hyping up the Vikes. They're having a great season and stuff. Not happening in Detroit, though.
Last night against the Niners, I was just so impressed with Goff and like his placement of the ball. Like, it just looked like, oh, that's going to be a tough third down conversion. It's just right in the chest.
Well, yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Between what Darnold and Goff and then our other guy, Baker Mayfield, like all of their stories are pretty legit because they were written off. Goff, I mean, I wrote that guy off too. I'm like, dude, it's all McVay here. Chitting in his ear right before the play. And it's, I don't know, it still seems like it kind of was back in those days, but I think he's just one of those players, like give him a good coach and put some players around him and he can ball.
Mm-hmm.
But Baker and Darnold, I mean, dude, all three of those guys had to have some really down, dark times in their lives where they were the man. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, you guys suck. I mean, how about Mayfield and Darnold were on the Carolina Panthers together not too long ago?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Let's say you throw Darnold back on a squad, you know, like the Saints next year. You think they're going to be good with him?
No, that's the thing. I mean, he would be better than our boy Big Rattler on the Saints. That's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, is he going to take him to the Super Bowl? I mean, you know. But, is anyone asking him to be an elite quarterback? I don't think anyone's saying he's an elite quarterback, but he's obviously a solid quarterback.
Yeah, but just the season he's having, it's going to get him above $45 million a year.
Right, which is a joke, but that just shows how much chips there are in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a small amount of chips in the NFL. Here's a question for you. No right or wrong answer, obviously. You're the general manager, big John Lynch for the Niners last night. And was that guy getting pleased, by the way?
Yeah, they kept showing him.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are like, dude, stop showing John. We get it. He's getting pissed off. But if you were John, the GM of the Niners, would you take Darnold or Brock?
Yeah, see, that's tough. I don't know. I mean, they had Darnold last year with Shanahan. He knows what he saw all week, you know, throughout the year in practice with those guys. I'd imagine they're going to stick with Purdy. I feel like that's like a Dak Prescott situation. You're like, it's comfortable.
Right.
We're going to throw this guy 50 a year.
Yep, I know. That's just because of the market. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think they said you go back to like Jimmy G when he got signed. It's like, sure, when you sign them, it sounds like they're the highest paid guy in the NFL, and they are, but you give it like 10 months and they're down to like fourth in the league.
Wow, Jimmy G, that's crazy. That guy, I mean, that guy might as well be Casper the Ghost. We haven't heard a word about that guy.
The Rams.
Well, because he was taking the juice. He was getting cycled up.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look good for those stripper lady friends he hangs out with.
Backing up Stafford. I mean, he's not seeing the field.
Right. The Stafford. So
he's taken out in Vegas in L.A. He's like, I'm good.
With the strips. Mm-hmm. He likes hanging out with the strips. Yeah. And then another question that we'd like to address. Gator, new listener, he said, sent us an email. He was asking about the Chiefs. And how about this? The Chiefs don't have a game for 24 days. So he
well, that's I think that's if the starters sit this week out. That's how long off they would have.
Well, okay. Well, then whenever their game is, they've got like 20 days, let's say. They'll still have 20 days, even if they play. But he was wondering, what will the Chiefs do? Will they play anyone? Will they play some? Will they play none?
Maybe 17 days there.
And I think it's like 20. And I think what Andy Reid has done in the past is he puts them in for a little bit, right? And then he takes them out. I don't think like he does the whole don't even dress part. But clearly by the line here, because it's KC plus 10 against the Broncos.
I saw a ticker, I think, yesterday, and it said it's wins.
No, it is. Well, I mean, you can just look at the line and know that. I mean, they're not going to give Patty 10 points, obviously. So, yeah, no, it's wins. And so just like Detroit, Moneyline is a best bet for us. Guess what? And I'm not going with the Bronx here. You got to be shitting me. You're giving me 10 points. I'll take the 10 with the KC or best bet. I mean, Wentz, I'll take Wentz over Bo Nix right now.
Mm-hmm. No, I had this one written down too. I'm like, dude, 10? Because, I mean, how juiced are these guys get a chance to play?
I'm not even so sure the Bronx are going to win the ball game.
No, I know, because these guys coming in, it's like, dude, not only are we getting some run here to play the whole game, but we also can play spoiler and not let them get into the playoffs.
Right.
So, I mean, I kind of, the bowl game that's on right now as we talk is Bama, Michigan, and they're talking about Michigan had like 7 guys on defense, you know, that are kind of waiting for the draft or portal. So they threw in a bunch of young dudes, and you could just tell at the beginning of the game, those guys were so juiced that their energy brought it. And that, like, Bam was like, whatever, this isn't the playoffs.
Right.
But so you're going to get these Chiefs guys who are like, let's do this. It's our week.
Yep.
And they're going to play spoiler to the Broncos.
Like Wentz being one of them. You don't think that guy's juiced to get the start? And, I mean, listen, so the second and third stringers play more. Well, let me tell you, the second and third stringers for the Chiefs aren't too shabby here. So 10 points, wow, is that an overreaction right there? I mean, that is a best bet of a best bet. Now, it's not a go large like we had last week with the Navy midshipmen to get the go large to 3-1 this year. Hopefully the midshipmen paid for some Christmas presents. That was nice.
Yeah, that one didn't start out very good either, and they battled back.
No, it didn't, because here's the thing about the midshipmen. That's why we like the military schools, and it was part of the handicap. Those guys aren't giving up. No chance they're giving up. And were they down 14 to Bagels, I think? Yep, they were. Mm-hmm. 14-0 in the first quarter, and the midshipmen go, "Don't worry, guys. We're slightly going to get back into this game because we're dedicated and we're loyal. And let's get a W here for Bolt and the crew."
Yeah, we heard Bolt put some chips on us. Let's step her up.
Yeah, so that was legit. So the go large 3-1, hopefully paid for some Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. What NFL game are you looking at here, big guy?
Well, you got to kind of sort through the people that need to play for something. And there's some games on Saturday, which are really important. And I'm going back to big Joey B.
Joey B? They're not even playing.
Burrow?
Oh, Joey Burrow. I thought you were, sorry. I was thinking Josh Al.
Yeah, no. They're going to the Steelers.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they got to win. They also need Denver to lose to that Kansas City. But Joe, I mean, no one's, who's on fire more than Joe right now? And that they're humming.
Well, so let me ask this. So that game's Saturday. So they won't know, right, if they need to win or not. I guess the Bronx. So, like, let's say if the Bengals lose, does that mean the Broncos are automatically in?
Miami's in the mix there, too. They play the Jets.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So I think if the Bengals and the Broncos lose, Miami would get in. I think.
Yeah, and then they do that thing on Sunday where everyone plays at the same time. It's all like 10 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking
at that. So no one, you know, like you all have to be like, bring it here. So like we'll see the results at the end.
Well, actually, the Chiefs and the Broncos do play later. No, it's the normal West Coast teams are playing later.
Oh, is that? I thought there was just one time there.
In fact, even the Dolphins and the Jets play at the 1 o'clock too. That's a weird time for them. So anyway, Joey, you're going to big Joey and Chase. Are those guys jokers?
Yeah, I'm going with Cincy Saturday, and then I had the exact two games that you mentioned. I had the Chiefs and I had Detroit, because that's for the one seed. And then like whoever loses the Detroit-Minnesota game drops to the 5 seed.
Yeah. I mean, I would listen. Back to that Vikings game, like the Vikings are a good squad. In fact, Big Chris asked, you know, leading into that game, he's like, "Hey, who do you like here between the Packers or the Vikings?" And I'm like, man, I go, the Vikings are the better squad. I go, I don't understand why the line is so small. Sometimes when the line's so small, because it was only the 1.5, I'm like, am I missing something here? But no, I wasn't. I mean, people just have that Packers team rated higher. I can't wait till the playoffs, because if they're on the road, good night. They're going to get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love's not cutting her right now. People think it is. He is, but
no.
So, okay, so you like the big Bengals there. Yeah, that's the thing is, I'm going over the games here, and I'm like, man, we just have shit game after shit game.
I mean, like, Tampa has to win their division, and Atlanta would have to win and Tampa lose, and they could win their division.
Okay, well, the Bucs aren't going to lose to Big Rattler.
No way, but the line's 13.5.
No, I know. And, God, I want to fade Big Rattler and the Saints so bad, but the books know that Rattler's dog shit, too. I mean, the line hasn't been anything lower than a 13 with this guy. When they went to the Saints played the Packers, right, last, it was the first time the entire NFL season that a team got shut out this year, and that was Big Rattler and the Saints. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get shut out in the NFL, you are bueno. Because, dude, they were going up against the third stringers, too, and Big Rat still can't move the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is tough. That is tough with the Saints. Yeah, some people were like, oh, because some news outlets are like, oh, Kamara and Carr and these guys, like, they're at practice. They're not playing them. It's no chance. They're not going to risk playing these guys for nothing. So it's going to be Rat and the boys over there.
What'd you think of Big Penix? I told you I liked the Commanders there when he had to go on the road.
Well, I took him too. Yep. Now, you know me, what I think about Penix. The longtime listeners heard me say last year, I'm like, if this guy doesn't have the brick wall in front of him, it's trouble. And you know what? The Falcons were blocking for him really, really well. But he had a couple terrible picks there. And yeah, you were juiced if you had the Broncos or Atlanta last week because both teams went into overtime.
And won with the TDs.
And so they covered. Wow.
I took both those games on the right side. But yeah, you're nail biting there as you get into OT.
So how about this? I mean, the favorites, it's been the year of the favorites. Like, this is the best year they've had since 2003. Last week alone.
Year of the Joes.
Yes, the Joes are lining the pockets right now. Last week, the favorites went 13-1 straight up and against the spread. Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. The books have to, I mean, the books, of course, are doing okay because people do the parlays, you know, and those where they rack up the chippers because the parlays don't hit for people.
Wasn't your stat like DraftKings, like 90% of their money comes from parlays?
Yep. Yep. So, but you know, there's some Joes out there that are rocking and rolling. This one guy emailed me and said that he's got a buddy that goes large and he's won like 100 dimes in the last 2 weeks and it's just been all on the favorites.
Wow.
Yeah. So it'll come back to the mean here a little bit, but it's not happening right now and people are getting jarrilled. I mean, jarrilled. Like you listen to some other podcast and it's a bloodbath.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of these other scores too. We that last week we recorded the day of that Bears game, but that stat about traveling to the two time zones.
Oh, yep.
It held firm for us with the barn burner 6-3. But the Bears were getting the 3.5 or 4.
Yep. Oh no,
so she covered.
That one did cover. That was a good call. That was a nice one to lock away for a later date. That's kind of like what people do too at the beginning of the season, and I need to do this too, where they look at the calendar and they pick out those spots and like circle them so that you're prepared for them. So that's one that you might be able to do next year with the calendar.
Yeah, the Thursday night games, see how far they're going.
And here's another one for you, another learning moment. So when the big Giants, best better last week for us against the Colts.
Yeah, that one was tough for me to get behind. But yeah. They brought it.
Well, and it was because, and it's not just you, it's a lot of people because the narrative out there was, why would the Giants want to play well when they can get the number one pick? And what I said to you is I go, who says the number one pick's guaranteed to do anything for a squad anyway? Right? Like, I mean, who's the number one pick right there? Are they saying it's Shador?
Well, geez, yeah, which reminds me of their bowl game, which, I mean, how bad was that?
Well, get serious. I mean, listen, the last person that was supposed to be the next thing behind Jesus Christ was Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, he was supposed to be the man, like way more than Shador. And look how that's going, right? So the learning moment here is that's horse shit when they say this squad. And this week, you know what it is? It's the Patriots, right? The Patriots have the number one.
And they have Drake May, so they're not going to do – they could go Travis Hunter if they kept it, I guess.
So I'm just here to say, like, dude, the teams aren't losing for draft choices. I mean, people in management, they might pull some shady moves and, like, put in a shittier quarterback or whatever. But when the guys step on the field, there's not one player on there that goes, hey, guys, let's not play that great so we can get Shador. They give a shit about Shador, the players. So that doesn't matter at all.
No, yeah, I don't know if he's flipping your franchise around when you watch him. I was kind of joking with you. I'm like, kind of has that LeVar Ball feel to it, where like Dion's hyping them so much,
right,
that they're both going to go in the top three because of all this coverage.
Yep. Nope. You're exactly right. It was a LeVar Ball play, big time. I mean, he's hyping them so bad, and guess what? He's probably the best hyper of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he makes LeVar look like a, you know, a little kid to knowing how to hype things up. And so Shador and Trav, guys, wow, was that? I kept thinking about, you know how you don't think about the things that you do well, just the ones you do bad. I'm like, that CU pick on my part was the worst pick of the year, probably. Like, I can't believe I didn't think about that. Like, CU went into that game thinking they were the shit. And BYU goes, hey, guys, hold the horses here real quick. And just stomped them. I didn't get to see. I wanted to see the interview with Dion afterward. Did you see it by chance?
No.
I wanted to hear what he had to say. That was.
I turned off the end.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it was not good effort.
It was so embarrassing, and that was my bad. Usually, I'm good at saying, okay, you know what? Colorado's just way overhyped here. They're going to get slammed, and I'm so mad at myself that not only did I miss it, I went the other way. That was garb on my part.
I mean, why stick around and hype up those insurance policies and you come out that flat? Like, just go ahead and get ready for the draft, guys.
Well, and you know, the thing is Trav didn't come out flat, right? Like, you could see he was fired up. And he had the touchdown, like, where he was shaking and baking.
He had to wait for that deep one. It's not like it was a dime. He had to kind of wait in that spot and get it and then go.
Right. And Shadur, not to blame, like, things on him, because his O-line is garb.
Uh-huh.
But he does need to get rid of the ball. Like, that's the thing. He and Caleb, for the Bears right now, like, he's going to have to learn, like, dude, when it comes in, like, you're not really going to shake and bake these guys too much. Maybe when you're Josh Al or you're Lamar. You know, or Jalen Hurts, those guys can shake and bake, or they're so strong that they can go, why don't you get off? But Caleb and Shadur aren't doing that. Mm-hmm. So you got to get rid of it, guys.
I mean, wasn't there the thing like the last year, start of this year, like he was taking sacks like to kind of keep the stats cleaner?
That's what people were saying, because he didn't want to take the incompletion. Yeah. So,
but that's just that's a bad image that bowl game before. I mean, I know the guys.
Oh,
that draft,
I agree.
They'll overlook that stuff and be like, whatever. That was a crap bowl game. But just it's hard to not unsee that one.
No, I know it was hard. But again, his O line. Thanks a lot, guys. I mean, I've said it once. I've said it a million times. Doesn't matter what level you're at. I mean, you saw it at the big junior Bulldogs too. Like, if you don't get the blocking for even the little guys, it's gnarly. So anything else you like in the NFL before we crank it up? I kind of feel like this week's a little bit more about the bowl games, and the listeners probably agree.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of those NFL ones that mean something. But, yeah, there's some sweet college football here.
All right, what are you seeing here? But I think we're on the same page, right, with the big Sun Devils?
Yeah, I love that one, the 12.5 currently.
Yeah, I mean – I've been saying it all year. Big Texas Longhorns are slightly overrated. I think we're 3-1 against them this year. And they're overrated here again. And just our boy Scataboo. I mean, he's just like, dude, what do I need to get props around here? I had 24 touchdowns, and people aren't even really talking about me. I mean, big Nick Saban's got my back.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Nick, I told you it's huge that Nick's gone. Alabama's playing garb right now.
Yeah, I guess they were flat because they weren't in the playoff, and Michigan was just hyped.
Yeah.
And it was super weird weather to start. It was like a monsoon, so those guys, those speedy guys, every time they would cut, they slipped.
Yeah, that doesn't help when they have to go up against that garbage condition.
And it was just like three straight turnovers. I mean, they held them to field goals, but they weren't going to cover the 15 at that point.
Yeah. And then, dun, 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 dun. Speaking of the Bulldogs.
You got yourself worked up there.
Speaking of the Bulldogs, we've got Georgia taking on dun 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 the big Notre Dame.
With the backup QB.
With the backup QB. But I mean, listen, we saw what the backup QB did last game. He balled. I read on this guy. He comes from like a super small town. It's funny because the starter, Beck, I think you mentioned this earlier in the year. The NIL got him the Lamborghini, right? So So the starting quarterback for Georgia, he cruises around campus with the Lamborghini. I mean, is that guy going to school loads, by the way? You're the starting quarterback for Georgia and you've got a Lamborghini. Oh, math class, sure, I'll be there in a second. Yeah, right.
He's like, nope, I got an appointment for a new tat here too.
Yeah.
Rolling up in the Lambo.
And he goes, fire up the PlayStation 5, guys. I'm ready to rock here. So anyway, the backup, I guess, I was reading this article, and he drives this beater like F-150 Ford, like 1978-er, and he just doesn't give a shit, which is fantastic. And so talk about someone that's fired up to play in the bowl game. Wow. So Georgia minus the one against another squad that's always overrated, the big Notre Dame. Give her to me, big Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Notre Dame had a pretty cupcake there that first round of the playoffs, and it was at home.
Yeah. That makes a huge difference. And here goes big Georgia. I mean, do those guys slightly have experience playing in the playoffs? I mean, Big Kirby's like, dude, the playoffs are his second home. So the coaching advantage there as well. And then lastly, the big OSU versus the Oregon Ducks. Mm-hmm. And even though we had a great experience in Oregon, really had a good time with their fans, gonna have to go against them here.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. I think you get away from, they're not home this time either. And that Ohio State QB just had a little blunder at the end of that game that they could have got, you know, they could have pulled that thing off with a field goal.
On the road, yeah. Uh-huh. So now they're on the neutral, and that's why, you know, the sports books tend to agree with us. That's why they've got OSU minus the 2.5 here, even though they've already lost to Oregon. They think that Ohio State's going to ball as well, and we're in agreement with them.
I like Oregon. I like that coach a lot, and you know what he brings to that locker room and stuff. He seems like a cool dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, that program years ago, I mean, I guess, you know, Big Chip and Phil Knight, the combination of Chip and Phil Knight put Oregon on the map.
And the unis, they get new unis every game. People love what they throw at them at the Nike stuff.
Right, because when our boy the Grant Man was there and I went to the game back in the day, it wasn't even close to that. I mean, they were garb. They might have been. They might as well have been CU 1985. Just no one going to the games, letting people in at halftime for free. When I was selling the Coca-Colas, cruising up and down the stairs at the Colorado games.
That's big time.
Yeah, but CU was so shitty back in those days, they'd let people in at halftime for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah, they have. With Big Dion now, I mean, no one's walking in at halftime for free, that's for sure. Uh-uh. Dion, real quick, his fits were legit, at least for the College Bowl game.
No, yeah, I mean, he's brought that stuff back to looking real good, clean, cool stuff. I mean, every time I see some, I'm like, ooh, that's a cool hat.
Yeah, and his sweatshirts are legit. They're just super plain and just like black or white, but would they say the CU on them?
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. What do you think he's going to do once his boys take off here in Big Trav?
I think he's staying at least one or two more. I mean, and what kind of made me think that was the number two QB in the country.
Yeah.
Switched his commitment and went there. I mean, he had to kind of give that guy like, hey, man, I'm staying.
Yeah, that's true. Or else, yeah, because that kid's like, dude, I don't want to go here if you're not going to be here.
Yeah. I mean, and where's Dion going? It's like the Cowboys might keep McCarthy. The Raiders, you know, there's no guarantee where Shadur's going anyway. So there's no guarantee NFL's coming for him.
I don't think he would excel at the NFL as much.
No. You know?
I mean, in college, obviously, everyone thinks he's a god, all the kids, because he was such a baller.
You know, it's like you have a guy like a Dan Campbell, you know, where it's Dion can do that same thing where you're the leader and you kind of control the room, and then your X's and O guys are your coordinators, and those guys really know how to scheme the stuff. Dion just pumps it up.
Right. I mean, he's great at that. But, yeah, so that's a good call. He'll be there. I'm sure he'll be there at least another year or two. And if he did stay there that long, just think all the legit recruits he could get. I mean, he could play for the national championship.
Yeah. I mean, the last 2 years, he's only worked the portal. So it's like they need a little, like he said even, they need some D-line guys and O-line guys to make a real shift here.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to review the best bets here unless you have something else, big guy.
Nope, I'm with you.
Okay, so in the pros, the NFL, KC plus the 10. I mean, get serious. Carson Wentz, like, wow. I mean, that might be the go large. God, it's just teetering on the go large. I'm going large on it here.
I talked myself into it.
Yeah, because I'm just like, this is incredible. I'm making my notes right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be the fifth go large of the year because that's incredible. Watch Carson come out and probably win the ball game.
I think they can win it.
So do I. And then, of course, we'll take the 10. And then Detroit, money line. Patty, Chris, Vikings having a great year. They're going to make the playoffs regardless if they win or lose this ball game. They're a solid squad. I trust them way more at home, way more. So we're going to go Detroit money line here. And then in college, ASU and big NorCal Scatabo plus the 12.5, Ohio State minus 2.5, and Georgia minus the 1. And all those games are individual. Don't parlay. Like we said, that's where people lose all the chips. Also, one of my guys was talking, and he does a lot of like first half bets and teasers and blah, blah, blah. That is where you get your bankroll killed, ladies and gentlemen. Just stick with the straight plays.
Chasing the live action?
Well, the live acts, I like the live acts, but that takes a lot of experience. But I'm just like, I don't think I've ever put in a first half bet. Never once. Not to say, you know, I know how to do everything because I don't, but it's just it first halves, you know, teasers, parlays, like, you know, every once in a while. But if you do that on a regular basis, you will get drilled. And the casinos want you to do that. Trust me. They want you to do first half teasers, parlays. That's where they make all their chips.
They're like, sure, come on in.
Yep. So that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. Today you'll be hearing this, and tonight you'll be having the New Year's Eve. So as usual, you know, get the Ubers going. I'll probably be firing up an Uber myself. Might as well.
That's great. Yep. Yeah. Everyone have a great New Year's Eve and a happy New Year this week. Enjoy the rest of the break if you're off from school or your work break. But that'll do it for Week 18 and the bowl games coming at you this week. We'll come at you guys next Tuesday. But have a good one.
See ya.